Hello, my name is Lexi Miles. I'm a physical therapist in the Vestibular Disorders and Vestibular Rehab Program at Frederick Hospital and the Medical College of Wisconsin in Milwaukee. I would like to welcome you as a new member to the Vestibular Special Interest Group. The purpose of the podcast today is to introduce you to the SIG and the resources that we offer. It is the SIG's mission to provide a network for clinicians, educators, and researchers to facilitate the dissemination of information regarding evaluation, treatment, and reimbursement for individuals with vestibular imbalance disorders. Joining me for the podcast today are several of our SIG committee members. We will each be taking a few minutes to introduce you to some of the various aspects and endeavors of the organization. First, I will be speaking today for Laura Morris regarding our website. She is our website coordinator. Our website can be found on the main neuro section webpage at www.neuropt.org. Laura is a physical therapist in the mild brain injury and vestibular program at Sinai Hospital Rehab Center in Baltimore, Maryland. She's been putting a lot of hard work into updating our website. Currently, our webpage is one of the most frequently viewed webpages in the neurology section. It's filled with exciting information for both the new and experienced therapist. On the webpage, you will find information about recent issues regarding the management of persons with vestibular disorders, including billing and policy. One of the things that you can find on the webpage is the Dizzy Pub Fair. The Dizzy Pub Fair will help you to stay up to date with the latest in vestibular research. It's a monthly vestibular abstract review which identifies timely and emerging research regarding treatment and evaluation of vestibular dysfunction and clinical vestibular neurophysiology. In addition, you can also find the most recent of the abstracts of the week, as well as an archived list of all the past abstracts. Additionally, on the website, there are links to helpful information and national and international vestibular organizations, such as the Australian Physical Therapy Association and the Bereni Society. In addition, there's a vestibular map, an interactive map of providers for vestibular rehab around the country. This way you can connect with your fellow colleagues and be able to refer patients to other experienced therapists in different areas of the country. If you're interested in adding your contact information to this map, you can contact Laura. Also, if you're interested in helping out with the webpage in any way, we're always looking for volunteers. Many hands make light work, and as the webpage has grown, more help is needed to keep it current. So please contact Laura if you're interested. Moving on to our next topic, we're going to talk about different things that you can find on our webpage. One of the nice resources on our webpage are our physician and patient fact sheets. Shannon Hoffman is the coordinator for the Patient and Physician Fact Sheet Task Force. She was previously working at Washington University in St. Louis and recently moved to Sacramento. She's been working hard to provide these fact sheets for us for PTs and PTAs treating patients with vestibular disorders. One set of the fact sheets is written in lay language for patients and includes basic information on various vestibular disorders, such as DPPV, vestibular neuritis, aging and dizziness, and also how physical therapy can help improve symptoms. The intent is for the therapist to distribute these fact sheets to patients and further enhance patient education regarding a particular diagnosis and treatment plan. The fact sheets are also available in Spanish, Portuguese, Arabic, and Chinese. The other set of fact sheets is intended for physicians, in particular primary care physicians. The goal is to enhance communication between the vestibular therapist and a referring physician whose background may or may not include an in-depth understanding of vestibular disorders and how physical therapy may be helpful. The physician fact sheets can also be used for marketing purposes, educating potential referral sources on the benefits of vestibular rehab. The physician fact sheets are written on a more advanced level and do include several citations of relevant literature. Initially, when we were compiling the fact sheets, we had two committees of writers and editors working on the fact sheets for patients and physicians separately. We selected what we felt were the most pressing topics to address initially and tried to present the intended audience with the best and most current information. Now our goals are to keep the existing fact sheets up to date and accurate and to add fact sheets on relevant topics as the need arises. If you have any specific feedback on current fact sheets, future topics to be added, or are interested in participating on the task force, please contact Shannon. So, Rachel, now I'll have you introduce yourself and talk a bit about your work with the podcast.
Okay. My name is Rachel Tromlin. I am an assistant professor of physical therapy at Louisiana State University Health Sciences Center in New Orleans. I am responsible for doing the podcast. So what the podcasts are is once a month we record an educational podcast lasting anywhere from about 30 to 40, 45 minutes on a variety of vestibular rehab topics. In general, we try to match these topics to the abstract of the month, but sometimes, you know, it doesn't always work out, but that's what we try to stick to. The talks are in range anywhere from someone who has advanced knowledge of vestibular rehab to some of the more beginner topics. And we bring in a wide variety of speakers, physical therapists from across the country, and physicians to talk as well, and have even had an international speaker talk. The way to find the podcast is off of our website. If you go to the vestibular SIG website, you can find the link on the left side under the vestibular SIG, and just click on the download link and you will be able to listen to the podcast. If you have any ideas in terms of topics or would like to participate in helping out with the podcast in any capacity, please feel free to contact me at rtromm@lsuhsc.edu. Next, we are going to have Janine talk and discuss about her role as Secretary of the Vestibular SIG.
And hi, I'm Janine Holmberg, and I'm a vestibular rehab therapist at the Hearing and Balance Center in Salt Lake City. And I was just recently elected to this job of secretary. And I will have to say that this SIG is an awesome and a dynamic group. And perhaps the reason why I wanted to run and be part of it is that I have really felt the advocacy that this SIG provides, the networking that the SIG provides, and really truly making sure we all have the most current advancements and working to truly support the clinicians. So I'm hoping to join this team, and my role will be as maintaining, you know, official records and the decisions of the SIG, kind of maintaining what goes on in all the meetings and the conference calls and submit that in written form. I'll be working with the chair in preparation for exactly what is our yearly plan for what the SIG is going to do during the year. I coordinate the updating of the policy and procedure with the vice president of the neurology section, and I will eventually provide orientation for whoever follows me. I was able to follow Michelle Gutierrez, who is a wonderful secretary, so hoping to fill her shoes and to just provide the documentation for all of the wonderful advances that the SIG is doing for the field of vestibular rehab and the busy patient and the vestibular rehab clinician. And so we'll go on to Betsy, who's in charge of the newsletter.
Hi, I'm Betsy Grace Trudellis. I'm a physical therapist and team leader at Good Shepherd Penn Partners in Philadelphia. I am one of the two newsletter co-editors, Jeff Hoder, who is a faculty member at VSU, is the other newsletter editor. Some information about our newsletter: we offer a fall and a spring edition of the newsletter, and this year we are excited to be starting an additional special topics newsletter edition. The newsletter is always found on the website that Lexi already spoke about, and it's listed as one of the titles on the left that you can always find the current newsletter editions and also all our past newsletters. In the newsletter, we include always a message from the chair that discusses all the events and happenings in the SIG, The newsletter also will include announcements and articles related to various topics and different occurrences and happenings within the SIG. We also will have clinically relevant articles on various topics related to vestibular rehabilitation and vestibular disorders, and sometimes we pull in multidisciplinary types of articles. We also will sometimes have our article reviews in the newsletter on, again, various topics related to vestibular rehab and vestibular disorders. Again, the newsletters can always be found on the website, and we are always looking for new members to contribute to the newsletter. So if you're interested in getting involved with the SIG and writing an article or taking part in some sort of article writing, sounds interesting to you, we would love to have you. And you can just contact myself or Jeff Hoder. Our emails are on the website. You can contact us, and we can either give you a topic, or if you have something, a topic in mind, we are certainly open and welcome to your information. So that's all the information on the newsletter. I'm going to now pass it on to April. We will talk about our social media.
Hi, my name is April Hodge. I am a physical therapist at Sacred Heart Medical Center in Eugene, Oregon, and I'm currently the social media coordinator, and my role is to manage the Facebook and Twitter accounts for the SIG. The Facebook page has been up for just over 2 years, and the SIG recently began tweeting this year right around CSM. By using these two forms of social media, our hope is to inform you, our members, of current events related to the SIG and involve members in discussions. We want you to feel connected with the SIG, the world of vestibular rehab, and stay up to date with research and different courses available through these two platforms. To check us out, simply search Vestibular Rehab SIG in the search engine of Facebook and or Twitter and begin to like or follow us. Your information will remain anonymous when you do this, and that is about all the information I have for social media. So the next individual that we'll be talking about in the nominating committee is Melissa.
Hi, I'm Melissa Bloom, this year's chair of the nominating committee. The nominating committee is made up of three people, with the senior-most member serving as the chair of the committee. As a nominating committee, we prepare a slate of candidates for each open vestibular SIG position. Each position is elected by members during the spring each year. Additionally, we help facilitate the election process. Elected positions include chair, vice chair, secretary, and three members of the nominating committee. Each year, two positions are on the slate for election. This year, we are electing vice chair, who coordinates programming for CSM, and we are electing a member of the nominating committee. Last year, we elected secretary and a member of the nominating committee, and next year we'll be electing a chair and the chair for the SIG and a member of the nominating committee. If you're interested in running or know someone you would like to nominate for one of these positions, contact any member of the nominating committee and we'll send you an application. We look forward to hearing from you. Now we have Matt to talk about the Vestibular Edge Task Force.
Hi, my name is Matthew Schreer. I'm a research physical therapist and rehabilitation scientist, currently assigned to the U.S. Army Research Institute of Environmental Medicine in Natick, Massachusetts, and I'm also facilitating the Vestibular Edge Task Force. The Vestibular Edge Task Force is an 8-person team that was selected by the Neurology Section Leadership, and it's composed of clinicians, academicians, and researchers, both from the United States and Canada, with a pretty broad representation of geographical background and practice area diversity. So the EDGE stands for Evidence-Based Database to Guide Effectiveness, and it's been developed to create recommendations for outcome measures that will be used among persons with vestibular dysfunction and dizziness in various clinical practice settings. It will also be used to help guide physical therapist education. So one of the things that this task force is doing is partnering with a group called Rehabilitation Measures, and this is an advantageous relationship because it allows us to leverage their online database and their staff to help put together what we call author packets. And these author kits, if you will, provide a general template for various measures that we'll be selecting. The members of the task force will then go through and edit those and then essentially rank them and look at the various characteristics of the measures that are selected. So the various areas that we'll be looking at are as yet to be determined, but most of the groups that have gone before us, such as the stroke edge group, the MS edge group, spinal cord injury, and TBI, have used a model looking at the ICF. And so some of the candidate measures or categories that we're considering using would include those measures that are used to assess gait or dynamic instability, gaze instability, VOR dysfunction. We'll have disability-related measures, and then measures looking at postural instability. So, again, the strength of this really is that we're providing a brief sketch for clinicians so that they can assess whether or not these various vestibular outcome measures that are commonly used are appropriate for the patients that they're treating. And we'll actually be able to provide a recommendation as to the strength of the psychometric properties for each of these, as well as some of the clinical utility for each of these measures. So that's a quick summary of what the EDGE Task Force is going to be undertaking beginning this coming January with our initial meeting at Combined Sections Meeting in San Diego. So I will turn it over to Lexi then for some concluding comments.
Thank you, Matt. So thank you very much for listening today. We really look forward to providing you with the most up-to-date resources on the management of patients with vestibular imbalance disorders. So if you have any feedback at all for us or are any questions or are interested in helping out in any way, please feel free to contact us. And again, you can find our contact information by going to the neurology section webpage at www.neuropt.org and clicking on the special interest group link. And then you will find all of our contact information at the bottom of that page. And does anyone have anything else that they'd like to add before we wrap up today? Okay, well, thank you, everyone, for joining me, and we look forward to interacting with our new members sometime soon. Thank you.